matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Morning, Kara. Welcome to the show. And not to just jump right into everything, but this is intriguing. You're Isaac's stylist? Is that right?
That's how you know each other.
Do you date your clients a lot?
No. Never. Never. Actually, until recently, until Isaac, I'd never even really given it much thought. For one, I don't really have any male clients.
Makes sense.
And I think if I had a type, they'd be more the types you'd find at a sports clip, but here we are.
I get you. All right. So how long did you know him before things started to like progress?
Not that long. I wasn't seeing him every day or anything, but I guess he was coming in about every 6 to 8 weeks. It just sort of depended on how he wanted to wear his hair and, whatever else he had going on.
Sure.
But as a stylist, you get to know people pretty well. People get surprisingly open in the chair.
No doubt.
And, you can get into some pretty deep stuff. We talked about our lives and, he'd flirt here and there. And eventually he got up the nerve to ask me out one night after work. And it just kind of took off,
That. Okay. Where do we end up? Are you guys a thing? I was wondering how many dates have y'all been out on so far?
I don't know. That's a good question. We went out for the first time at the end of July. So four dates.
Four dates.
As far as those four dates go, all good there? Any major issues to speak of?
I mean, all good. Yeah. On my end, I can't think of any issues. Things are going great. He's a really awesome guy. I think what happened, what blew this whole thing for me, it's what I did to his daughter.
Oh, God.
What did you do to his daughter?
Was it her hair?
No. Okay, no, it's not like that. I guess it had to do with her hair, I did her hair, but I was only giving her what she wanted.
Oh,
okay,
no.
That's my job.
Okay, right.
And don't misunderstand. I gave her a bum haircut and color. Thank you very much. But
there's a butt, though. There's a butt. What did you do?
Okay, well, I got the feeling that my work wasn't all that well received by Isaac. Okay.
Right.
She wanted.
Hear me out. So we were out one night talking about our kids, and he mentioned that his daughter needed to get her hair cut before school started. And that was usually something that her mom handled, but I guess she was out of town with her new hubby or something.
Right.
And he was just a little panicked about the whole thing. And it was obvious he didn't know where to take her. So I just said, I'd do it. Right.
Right.
So I made the room. I squeezed her into my schedule. I told him just send her to me and that I'd take care of it. No biggie.
Right. But
it was a biggie.
Clearly. Yeah. So what were wrong? This wasn't like that. God, this wasn't the first haircut or something.
How old?
Yeah.
Kid?
No.
Okay.
She's 16.
All right.
Color. That would have been weird.
That should have. All right. No, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. Continue.
Yeah, definitely old enough to know what she wants. What I mean?
Yes. Right.
Comes in with some pictures, a little Pinterest. Pulls up some TikTokers she's into and styles she likes. And it was kind of loud. She wanted some pink and purple and things.
Mm.
And look, to me, it's just hair,
right?
It grows back. It doesn't matter. You can do a lot of things with it. But Dad had mentioned something about not even liking highlights. So I figured this new look wasn't going to fly with him. And I decided to just do some color underneath in a few spots.
Okay.
And that way she didn't get in trouble with, with school or him. And, she could kind of hide it from him if she needed to.
Right.
But I think he must have found out. And I have not heard anything from him since.
Okay. So you think he feels like you went against his wishes or something?
Well, maybe not. Maybe mom's.
Mom.
Yeah. Right. Maybe she saw him got mad. Like I said, hair is just hair. I don't think that's enough to write you off forever. You're a stylist, but is it?
Is there something else? Like, you're not telling us about the whole story?
No, that's the whole story. Girl Scouts honor. I know it doesn't make any sense, but that's where I'm at. I've got nothing else, and the timeline just sort of tracks.
Well, get ready to beg for some forgiveness here in a few minutes, but we're getting Isaac on the line. We're going to find out for sure. It's next, Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Poor Kara.
Oh, my God.
Poor Kara. So,
how did this go wrong?
Oh, so she made room for Isaac's daughter. She's a stylist. She does his hair, but obviously daughter wants her hair back to school. Yep. She wants it done up all nice. She had pictures and things, brings it into Kara. Only might have been a little loud for dad's taste.
Yeah.
Dad didn't even like highlights.
Which I get.
And Kara mentioned pink and purple.
I get it, but dude.
She tried to hide it, but maybe not well enough.
Just fix it.
Maybe her hair was in a ponytail one day and just dad saw a little too much. I think she's right though. Hair is just hair.
Hair is hair.
And we can work around it. 100%. So let's get Isaac on the phone. Hey, is this Isaac?
Yeah, this is Isaac. Who's this?
Isaac, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. Calling you with something pretty cool today. So we have this date package that we give away on our radio show, and you'd get to pick whatever you want to do, like on a night out. We pay for it all. It's a really pretty amazing little thing.
Quick question. How'd you guys get my number?
So someone entered you into this little contest, Isaac, and as kind of a rule, like you got to use it on the person who did that. So the person behind all of this, and I know it's crazy, but you've been out with this woman before. Her name is Kara. Kara, I think she now cuts your family's hair.
Sure. I guess he's trying to smooth stuff over, but it's not happening.
What does she need to smooth over? Like, we heard you might not have been most excited with your daughter's latest haircut. Is that what it's about, or
absolutely what it's about?
Okay.
I know I'm a woman and I've done crazy things with my hair in the past, but I'm just a little confused, Isaac. So I'm hoping you can fill in some gaps. Was it just the color that you took issue with? Like, did you feel like she went behind your back or?
Yeah.
Wait. Color. The problem is she ripped off my kids.
I'm sorry. You think she got ripped off?
Is this Kara?
Yeah. No, it is. But that seems like the less important thing at the moment. Are you saying that Kara, like, scammed your daughter, ripped her off, like, held her up at gunpoint?
Yeah.
Or what? What happened?
Yeah. She finessed my kid out of $100. She robbed my kid.
Haircuts are kind of expensive.
I'm not following. Yeah. What are you talking about?
So my daughter gets home. She immediately runs up to me like, hey, Dad, I don't want you to get super mad. So I'm thinking maybe she got a haircut that I wouldn't approve of in the home. She's like, no, Dad, that's not the issue. It's the cost. It costs a lot more than what I thought. Then she told me the amount she paid for the haircut. So I'm standing there looking stupid with my jaw on the ground. Then when my daughter laid it out, it was the tip. She charged my kid a $100 tip.
No. That is not at all how this went down.
Well, how did it go down?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, okay. I don't know what he's on about, but after we finished her up, I gave her the iPad, the swiper card and everything. And when she got to the tip page, she sort of like froze up.
Right.
And I mean, I get it. It can be awkward.
Yeah.
And it's probably like this girl's first encounter with, you know, maybe leaving a tip sort of thing. And she's got daddy's card. And so finally she just asked me like, what's normal for this sort of appointment? And I ran through percentages and it's like I was, you know, speaking Chinese to her and I was just trying to help her off of this ledge. She was clearly about to fall off. And I mentioned that the best tip that I'd ever had was like $100. And that, you know, got the wheels turning. But then I went back to cleaning and she signed and she left. And I didn't even realize that she'd given $100 tip until way later.
But you told her $100. You suggested $100 to a kid. She's a kid.
No.
Come on. You got to disown this.
Okay.
You finessed my kid.
No, calm it down. All right. I was giving her an example, which she'd asked for, I started with the regular way of calculating tipping, okay? So don't blame me. It's not my fault that your kid can't do math.
You know what you could have done? You could have given her an exact amount or maybe percentages. You said yourself that she was on the ledge and a little frightened on what a generous and what a decent tip looked like. You could have switched it up and helped her, but you didn't. You figured you can get $100 out of her. That is predatory. She's 16 years
predatory.
Old. She didn't know.
Seriously?
But you knew.
You have got to be delusional. First of all, I don't know your financial situation. Maybe she's generous. Maybe you're generous, and that's how she learned. I fit her into my schedule for you, okay? I rearranged my entire schedule and some established clients for you. I ended up working way later than I usually would, so not to split hairs or anything, but honestly, that $100 was probably pretty reasonable. She wasn't exactly wrong.
Okay.
She wasn't. I was, for believing that you're a decent human being.
Decent.
You're trash. All you did was see my credit card and wanted to run it up. You're a thief.
No, all right? You can just calm all of that down. I didn't do anything wrong. And guys, just, you know what? I'm sorry, guys. Can you just please forget this? Like, you could not pay me to date
what?
This.
Cut my dog's hair, too. I got two dogs over here. You can cut their hair and run up $200 in tip.
Well, I don't think they'd be able to tip you, but...
I don't think they...
Well, guys, I'm sorry that didn't work better for either of you, but it sounds like the daughter did get some cool hair, so that's nice. Kara, thank you so much for being on the show today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, sorry, guys.